It's good to be back. You guys are very lucky that you're here. A lot of this schmooze came from a delay in a stopover in Switzerland. So this is Swiss. Maybe you can taste it. Not Swiss chocolate, but there was a service. It was just me, the Sfas Emes, and a big window watching planes land. So obviously the Ribono Shel Olam has reasons for everything, but we're all made on Nunakudas in Purim. Lemaisa, we know that we always go back to the Derech Hashem, the Ramchal, for defining things for us. Beautiful Sefer defines things concisely, precisely, exactly what they are. Something fascinating over here that he does, a different thing than we spoke about before, is when he talks about Hanukkah, he says, the Yevanim came, they tried to take over, remove all of our mitzvahs, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took over for us, and we have the Yontif of Hanukkah. On Purim, you'd think that we should talk about Haman. Doesn't mention the word Haman. Amalek, big theme, right? He says the following. He says that there was a threat to Klal Yisrael, and they were mekabel the Torah again. Hadar kibluah b'yimei Achashverosh. Klal Yisrael were mekabel the Torah again. It's not clear what that means. On Purim, they were mekabel the Torah. Now, why do I find this so fascinating in the Ramchal? The Ramchal has two sentences to say what Purim is. And he says, Purim is that we were mekabel the Torah again. So even if someone knows the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Peches, where the Gemara tells us that Klal Yisrael originally were forced into the Torah. Kofa aleim har kegiges Hashem put the entire mountain on top of them like a tub and says, take the Torah, or if not, shum take v'raschem, here you are going to die. They were forced into the Torah at that point. And we know the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that because of the Nes of Purim, Klal Yisrael were so inspired and they took on the Torah willingly. They were Hadr Kiblua B'Yimei Achashverosh. I know that as a Gemara in Shabbos on Peches, but if somebody asked me in one line to define Purim, I'm embarrassed to say I wouldn't mention that Bechlal. We know it happened, but I would tell you that there was this man named Haman, and I would tell you he's from Melech Agagi, from originally the original nation of Amalek, and he's coming to say the world is entirely random, and Klal Yisrael, like the Ramchal says, is right after Churban HaBayis, and we're not sure if Hashem's around anymore, and we have to see that Hashem is Mashkiach on us, he watches over us in Galus, like we always say is what Purim is. But comes the Ramchal and says, in one line, Purim is we accepted the Torah again. So it comes out that we have a Shavuos on Purim, and we have to try to understand what exactly is the Nakuda of Kabbalah HaTorah, Bifrat B'nei Yeshiva. If we're missing this point according to the Ramchal, we miss the Webster's Dictionary of Purim. It's not just we missed the Dvar Torah. So let's start with something beautiful, the Sfas Emes. This is one of the most gorgeous pshatim I've seen in Sfas Emes and perhaps in my life. So I'm happy to bring this over to you. The Sfas Emes asks the following basic question. The Pasuk says, La'yehudim haisa oira v'simcha v'sas v'ikar. And the Yidden had simcha, they were rejoicing and all these things. And we know, everybody knows, that what does it mean, La'yehudim haisa oira? They had light. Chazal darshan, ein oira ella? Torah, right? We all know this. Torah and Yikar is Tfilin, Sasan is Mila, Simcha is Shabbos and Yamim Tovim. This is something that we've grown up with. La Yehudim Haisa Oira, the Yidden had light, Ein Oira La Torah. Says this Sfas Emes, a very basic question. If every Darshan in the world comes to us and tells us, you see the word Oira in the Megillah? No, it doesn't mean light, it means Torah. So frek the Sfas Emes, just say it like it is. La Yehudim Haisa Torah. Especially if we're Ramchal guys, Rabosai. If we're going with the definition of the Ramchal, that Purim is an integral part of Purim, part of its Etzem Hagdara, is a Kabbalah Satira, say, La Yehudim Hai Satira. Bring it into the Psukim. What does it mean, the Yidden had light? As I frek the Sfas Emes, he says an amazing, amazing pshat. he says the following thing. He says, we always had Torah. You don't need a pasuk to say, La Yehudim Haisa Torah. We always had Tefillin. We always had Mila. These are not Chidushim by us. What's the Chiddush of Purim? Says the Sfas Emes. We always thought Torah was a drag, was difficult, was something that we have to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed a mound on top of us, and that's how we ended up with it. Finally, LaYehudim Haisa Oira. They finally understood that Torah is light. What's light? It's clarity. That someone who knows Torah will end up being able to solve his problems in life. Will end up having clarity in interpersonal relationships. Will end up having clarity in his business. Clarity in every aspect of existence. Finally, LaYehudim Haisa Oira. They realize that the Torah is the only way to have clarity in life. And they realize that their tefillin is real nobility, yikar, a certain regal nature of kavod. And they realize that curbing their tivus, sason, is mila. The mila, the whole idea of a mila is somebody whose tivus are in control. That's where we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We got the message of Torah. Basically, Purim is the time to grow up, Rabosai. So many times, right, when we're younger, our parents tell us to do something, and we only do it because they tell us, and then hopefully when we get older, we say, you know what, Dad? Thank you for doing that. Wow, at some point we actually grow up, and you say, I realize I'm comparing myself to my other friends, and I see I'm more developed because of what you did for me. At the time, I couldn't understand, but I see the oira in this thing. I see what I got. Says the Sfas Emes, for some reason, which we're going to have to be mavar why, Purim let us understand that there's nothing that will make life better, more simple, more clear than Torah Hashem. So let's go, if we want to understand what exactly the Kabbalah HaTorah was, what were we not makabel, what were we not in on at Har Sinai? L'maisa, it's a mefurisha Medrash in Parshas Noach. This is perhaps the most famous Medrash Tanchuma, if I could say such a thing, the most well-known Medrash Tanchuma, which was, what were we in on at Har Sinai? What did we say? Naseh v'nishma, we accept. And what were we saying? No way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to basically force us to do it, to be makabalit. Says the Tanchuma, that when it came to Torah Shebichsav, when it came to the written Torah, that's very easy for us. We were all in on that, right? We have the Tanakh Habura guys. We're moving through. We're plowing, right? Yoshua, we're going through Shoftim. Life is good. It's all on the page. You basically know exactly what you have to do. It's clear as day. And then you just put it back on the shelf and you're done. It's contained. It's clear. And you move on. Torah Shebal Peh, says the Medrash Tanchuma, is a choyshech. Ha'ama holchen b'choshech. Who is the nation that walks in darkness? Klal Yisrael. The nation that goes in choshech is Torah Shebal Peh, because it's extremely unclear. Every part of Torah Shebal Peh is unclear. And even for the greats, Rabosa, I have news for you. A Rebbe of mine was in a shir of Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro Zatzal one time where he took out the Chidushim Ubiurim. He says, I want to see what I said last time on this sugya. Right? The great Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro looking in his own sefer. He's got a wall-to-wall svarim. What did he say on this sugya? Takes a look at it. X. Puts an X. You just published this. How does he make it through a day? How does he look? How does he get? Where does he get his confidence? Can you imagine? You know how much time he put into that? And this is the greats. Yeah, this time maybe it's different. This time maybe it's different. Choyshech. Who could be willing to do such a thing? Says the Medrash, we weren't in on this. This was darkness. This was darkness. And the Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force us into this. And he says that the only people who would go into Torah Shebal Peh are people who are Oyves Hashem Be'emes, who love Hashem. Because if you don't love Hashem, why would you do this? Whoa, this is a heavy, heavy medrash. A heavy, heavy medrash. But I have a problem with this medrash. The medrash calls Torah Shebal Peh darkness. Right? And the pasuk says it's a light. So we have to figure out what exactly changed. Why did Klal Yisrael originally, and it seems like even now, It's called a darkness. It's a choshech. And yet, like the Sfas Emes tells us, the Iker Nekuda over here is we saw that Teresh Baal Peh was an oira, was a light. What exactly is going on over here? So let's try B'siyata Dishmayan. I'm telling you, if we ride with this, it'll take you through Purim. Wherever you go and in any situation you are in Yerushalayim here, you're only going to be going up. You're only going to be flying with this kivun. Sometimes you have to know, right? You got to get the map clear where you're going. On Purim, it's very important before takeoff. You have to know where you're going. We're going to go with this, and then you'll see when you take off. Oh, everybody knows what I mean when you take off. It's going to be a lot of taking off. But when you take off and you've got the destination clear, you'll see, you'll go with this, you'll be singing this in the streets, Be'ezras Hashem. What happened on Purim? What happened on Purim? Why were we makabel the Torah again? Rashi says something which I don't understand. Rashi in Shabbos says the following thing. What was so great about Purim? Says Rashi, what happened b'yimei Achashverosh? He says, me'avas hanes shenasalem, from the love of the miracle that Hashem did for them. They were so in love with the miracle that Hashem did for them that they were makabel the Torah anew. Very nice. I don't understand what's going on. First of all, I don't know what the words loving a miracle. I loved Kriyas Yamsev. I don't know. Loved it? Rashi's very serious. The Vilna Gaon says that Rashi sat seven Nikiyim, Shiva Nikiyim, 7 days on every drop of ink. Rashi's adding a word that's not in the Gemara. It says they loved the Nes. What does it mean to love a Nes? I love you, Nes. Kriyas Yamsev, whoa. What do they love the Nes? What does that mean they loved it? Just say they were besimcha. They were happy about the Nes. What does it mean they had a love for a miracle? I think it's a fair question. Lamaisa Rashi's telling us a big yisod over here. The big yisod is the following. And this will explain the love that they had. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in a situation over here where we really were down and out. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We bechlau, like we've been saying, didn't even know if Hashem cared about us enough anymore. We didn't feel we deserved any love from the Ribbono Shalom. And what did the Ribbono Shalom do? He turned around world history. He turned around world history. For who? For me. Avas Haneh, says Rashi, Hana'aseh Lohem. They didn't love the miracle. They loved that the miracle was done for them. You know how special you feel in this situation where you think the Ribbono Shalom's given up on you. It's Golas Bavel, Parasumadai, that's it. Game over. And you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned around all the politics. Everything. We could go on and on about how Hashem did that, but He did it. And He did that for me. Avas Haneis Hanasalehem is like a relationship that's on the rocks. And the husband quickly gets together and he creates an incredible trip for his spouse. And he goes all out. No expenses spared. And every detail, you know what that does? It helps the relationship. He did all of that for me. He went through all of that trouble. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the entire Welt and He turned it upside down for me. You know what that made me realize? Hashem loves me. Hashem really loves me. The love of this Nes is that I see from here that I have a relationship with Hashem. And we know a big yesod. That it's hard to love somebody else until you know you're loved yourself. Right? Who's going to make the first move? The Sfarim HaKadoshim bring, before you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When you say Shema, what do you say? V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. You should love Hashem b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol miyodecha, with all your heart and soul, all of your very being and all of your finances, all aspects of your existence. What do you say right before you say that major Shema and you're willing to give up your life from your love of Hashem? You say, Ava Rabba of Tanu, Hashem, you love me. Baruch atah Hashem HaBoicher, Ba'amo Yisrael Ba'ava, thank you for picking us to be loved. When you understand that Hashem loves you, then you're ready. Kimayim Panim El Panim, a relationship works that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing us that love. And it opens us up to a new madrega in Avas Hashem, a new desire to become close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you become close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbosai? How do you become close with Hashem? So, I can't tell you from the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, because the Rambam is Soyser himself, and we don't have time to discuss that. But the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says the following thing. Says the Rambam in Mitzvah Shlishis, how do you foster your love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? This is exactly what they just got, a kiss from Hashem. So now, how do you respond to such a miracle? Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Shlishis, the mitzvah is Shetzivanu La'avo. There's a mitzvah to love Hashem. How are you mekayim this mitzvah? The Rambam in Yad HaChazaka tells you to look at the Bria. Go to the Grand Canyon, go to Niagara Falls. And if you're really somebody who has a healthy heart and a healthy soul, look at your body, Mibisari Yachzaloka. Every nuance of your existence is screaming Borei Olam's love for us. Everywhere from the top of your head to your toes, every detail. That brings you to a love of Hashem. But the Rambam doesn't say that in Sefer HaMitzvahs. This is what the Rambam says in Mitzvah Shlishis. V'zeh shenizbonein, v'naskil mitzvoysa pulosav ad shenasigehu. You learn up Hashem's mitzvahs and His actions until you chop them, until you grasp them. V'nis'aneg b'hasagoso, and you become enraptured in a great ecstasy of understanding the pshat in the sugya. Can I ask you a question? The Rambam knows how to write mitzvahs, okay? This is a redo. The Rambam writes there's a mitzvah to learn Torah, okay? I'm guaranteeing you that. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah. Here, the Rambam doesn't give you anything extra. He says the mitzvah of loving Hashem is learning Torah. That's a redo. That's illegal. You can't do that. The Rambam doesn't say to learn Torah here, and listen well, because this will change our lives as B'nai Torah, and this is exactly what's wrong with the way we learn. Exactly what's wrong with the way we learn. There are two things in Torah. There's learning Torah, and then there's understanding Torah. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn Torah, but the mitzvah of Avos Hashem is to enjoy the Torah. Enjoy the pshat, to get it, to crack open the sugya. To crack open the sugya. That is Avas Hashem. Why? Because this is who Hashem is to us. Hashem wants us to know Him. How does He want us to know Him? By understanding the Dvar Hashem. It's true you have to learn to get there, but the point is, if only I could understand something. Two people sitting in front of a Gemara. One is clocking in because he wants to feel Jewish. So at 9 o'clock he clocks in, and at 12 o'clock at night he leaves and he looks at how much he learned and he says, wow, and he's great. That guy is great. He really is. He learned from 9 in the morning till 12 at night. But his objective was to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Talmud Torah Kenegi Kula. But then there's another guy who wants to understand the Dvar Hashem. He wants to get to know Hashem. He wants to have a relationship with Hashem. And he's bothered when he doesn't understand it. He can't just leave in the middle of a question. Oh yeah, it's time for lunch. No, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to lunch. But this type of person, what's driving him is the Nis'aveh V'Is'aneh, to be Masig Borei Olam. He wants to get to know Hashem. He wants to get to know Hashem. And this is exactly what the Tanchuma is saying. The Tanchuma says, the Torah Shebaal Peh is Choshech. But you know what it says? Ha'am Aholchem B'Choshech, Ro'u Or Gadol. At the end they'll see a light. The process is sometimes dark. And who is willing to go in that process? Only someone who's Oev Hashem Be'emes. Only someone who loves Hashem, who's so dedicated to get to that point. Aha! Rebbe was Masbir the Sugya. You know what it is? A Seder. You have all these kashas, and then you go to your Rebbe, Betuv Tam Vidas, he sets up the sugya for you. Why do people not get such a tainuk from Shir sometimes? You know why? Because they don't know how to be bothered by something. If you realize that this is the Dvar Hashem, and that if you could understand something over here, your lives would be different. Not because practically now you can find a way down. No. Because this sugya, if I know how to take a Beis Yaakov girl and make her a Maisa Kedushin, that she becomes usher to the Olam, that fascinating thing, how the Amira works, how does this happen in Borei Olam's world? That's called practical. They're practical. I'm not going to be Makarish Isha now. It's practical because this is amazing. Yesterday she was Muteris to the Gansevelt. Today, something happened through this Maisa and through this Dibur that she's a totally different person. That's practical. What a fascinating world, Bari Olam, you made. How and what are the parameters of changing this in somebody? I need to know that because that's how to understand you. When you come to a shir that way, and Rebbe says a good pshat, you enjoy it. But if you never were bothered, why in the world would you appreciate it? There are two separate motivations. One motivation is to be very religious, which is very good. I'm not knocking it. But it's not driven by Avos Hashem. It's driven by that there's a mountain on top of me. And if there's a mountain on top of me, I better behave because I don't want it to fall on me. But then there's another motivation. I'm telling you, you can just do a GPS recalculate. Every person's capable of this. When they're learning the Gemara, what's pshat here? What's pshat? This is shver and that's shver. Being bothered. Because there's an R. At the end, there's a light, and that oira. The Rambam says when you get that, you feel like you now have a closer relationship with Hashem. Just like through conversations with people, you become closer and closer. With Bari Olam, it's not just learning the Torah, it's to try to get it clearer, to try to have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam, that's a separate mitzvah of Avos Hashem, is the geshmak of having a question answered. And I think there's something very deep over here. There's something very, very deep. Not just in the learning of Torah, Rabosai, is there this choshech, which is the process, and at the end, there's this oira, this light, which, by the way, makes it so much more geshmak. The more darkness you throw on yourself in the beginning, the more you appreciate the light at the end. If you don't feel the choshech, you don't bechlal appreciate the oira. But this process, Klal Yisrael realized that it's kedai to go through this in order to have a kesher with Bari Olam. It's a real R for those who make it, those who plow through. There's a real light at the end of the tunnel. There's a beautiful light in every sugya, but there's something much deeper, which is that life is also a sugya, Rabosai. Life is also a sugya. You know what the hardest sugya of life is? The hardest sugya out of all of the sugyas that we've had in life. What's the hardest sugya with all the Rebbe Akiva Eigers that have never been answered before? The hardest sugya. You know what the hardest sugya is? The story of Purim. Life is a sugya. And that's why we speak to our Rabbeim and to Gdolei Yisrael, something called Das Torah. Why do you speak to them about life decisions? Speak to them about a sugya. You know why? Because we all know that ultimately everything's a sugya. A Talmud Chacham, a Gadol B'Yisrael, is clear, not just in his learning, but his learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Istakel Baraisa Bari Alma, created the world with Torah. So Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman Avada knows more about what I should be doing and all these technical things in my life than I do, because he verstehes the sugya here. What's the shverest sugya of life? Purim. Purim is the shverest sugya that's ever been. The Vilna Gaon says in his Perush on Megillas Esther that we weren't sure bichlal that Hashem's around after destruction of Beis Hamikdash. This never happened to us before. We never had a period where Hashem, quote unquote, left his house, left his home. This never happened. In the history of Klal Yisrael as a nation, this is a new thing. What exactly is going on over here? Tzorech Iyun Gadol. And more than that, Haman picked up on this in Parsha Zayin Ois Yud of Medrash Rabbah. It says, Yeshna am mefuzer mefurit. There's a nation that spread around the land. Says Haman, the Medrash is Medayek Tachashverish, Yeshna, you know, Yeshna means there is. The word Yeshna could also mean Yeshana. Sleeping. Hashem is sleeping. Says Haman Tachashverish, look around at the Yidden. They're out of their land. We've got them. This was a very palatable feeling by Klal Yisrael at this time, was they felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left them. Ayos HaShachar, we mentioned. Esther HaMalka says, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani. Hashem, how could you abandon me? Tehillim Chaf Beis. Rachoik Mishuasi Dibishagasi. I'm roaring like a lion. Is anyone home? Rashi and Bishalach says, what's the word kale mean? Chesed. Hashem's a Baal Chesed. How does he bring a raya from? This pasuk. Keili, keili, lama zavtani. What's Esther saying? She's screaming out, Hashem, you're a Baal Chesed. Hashem, you're a Baal Chesed. Why are you doing this to us? Where are you? We're screaming. Tzarech iyun gadol. There's never been a shverkai like this. The Gemara in Yuma on Samach Tes tells us that Yirmi and Daniel took out the words gadol and took out the words gibor and noira from Shmona Esrei. Why? Ayin Arasov, where's your Neiros? Nachrim are wandering around the Heichal. Hashem, we're not afraid of you now. Nobody's afraid of you. They're just taking pictures. Japanese people are taking pictures on Har HaBayis. There's no Neira. That's what Yirmiyah said. Daniel says, Nachrim are mishtabd in Bibonov. Ayin Gvurasov. We're being prosecuted. We're being subdued. We're being put into jails. We're being sent away. Where's the Gvur of Hashem coming to take us out? Real questions. Come on, Sheikh Nesagdol, and say you have it all wrong. What's the answer? The answer is that no. The fact that we're surviving among all these nations, that's the greatest gvura there could be. And the greatest naira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he's exercising self-control. That's his gvura. And the naira is that we coexist. We're able to exist among these people. Frek the Marsha. Daniel and Yirmiyah didn't know how to do this. Comes, Baruch Hashem, we have our Shmona Esrei. We say, Kael, Gadol, Gibor, Venora. Baruch Hashem, we say, Gibor, Venora. Daniel and Yirmiyah didn't know how to do this trick of just change the meaning of the word. No, the Gvura of Hashem is the self-control, not to beat out the punishment on the Goyim. And the Noira is that we can exist among all these wolves. Come on. You believe that the Nevi'im knew less? Says the Marsha, how did Dan Shikin Esther Dola answer this kasha? They saw the nace of Mordechai and Esther. They saw something that no one's ever seen. Yirmiyah and Daniel never saw this before. They saw the biggest tzarech iyun gadol that stumped Yirmiyah and stumped Daniel, and Hashem says, I love you even now. Even now, I love you. I'm here with you, and this is the worst situation you could possibly imagine. I've turned around world history for you. Avas haneis hanasalahem. Hashem opened up the clarity of the sugya of our lives over here. It wasn't just we decided that we love Hashem, so we're going to take on something that was difficult. We saw all the Reb Kiva Eger's kushas, tzarech iyun gadol, be answered in front of our eyes. And we got to know Hashem in a way that we never would have been zeicha to. That is Torah, Rabbi Yisai. Torah is a quest to have a kesher with Hashem. It's a quest. And it's true, sometimes there's a metzias of choshech, of lack of clarity. And only Misha Oyves Hashem Be'emes says the Tanchuma is willing to do that. But we are. Is there anything greater than having a kesher with Hashem in the world? Is there anything better to know than Borei Olam himself? And on Purim, we were makabel the Torah in this way. We understood what the Oira is, how gevaltic that light is. The whole Simcha of Purim is having your questions answered. Having that tainug of Avas Hashem, of being nisoinen and nasik bidrach of Yisbarach, to understand his mitzvahs and pa'ulas. And this is Ikrei Ikrim of Purim. Ikrei Ikrim. And if we go with this, Rabosai, if we become mature, and we realize it's not about wearing pink stockings, and not about making explosions during Haman, which, by the way, is my... How do I know that someone's illiterate? You'll excuse me. If they make explosions during the Megillah. I'm like, wow, I thought he knew how to read. Because only people who are illiterate would just do something like that. Because Pshat is, there's a Megillah here. There's the story of Klal Yisrael. There's so much here. Why would somebody do that just because they feel uncomfortable being somewhere? So they just make explosions. They make fools of themselves. Why would anyone be drunk over here? This is the time. There's no such thing as pre-gaming for Megillah, Rabosai. It sounds like a good idea. The whole idea of Megillah is das, is knowing what's flying. Every detail of the Megillah is a fascinating nuance in Hashgacha Pratis. You better have coffees before the Megillah. You can't take shots. And a person should realize that there's a darg of Kedusha to the Yom. Every part of them. It's true, people can get dressed up. But I'm just telling you. I'm not telling you you have to be the one, but I maintain that the best Purims are in a Shabbos suit. You could call me crazy, you could throw tomatoes at me. Maybe in 5-10 years from now you'll agree with me. But there's a Romamus to Purim, Rabbi Isai. We should all be zeicha to renew our relationship with our Kaddish Baruch.